You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
You know, there's almost a prismatic quality to fame when it becomes stratospheric. It breaks up a persona into spectral shards, and each one represents just a small fragment of a still developing story. Now, if you think that sounds complicated, think of Elon Musk. For some of us, he pops up in a little cameo washing dishes in a soup kitchen in The Big Bang Theory. Others might remember him for his rumored feuds with the likes of the American rapper Azealia Banks and his rather befuddling love story with Claire Boucher, or musician Grimes, she's called, which ran its course and that story fizzled out, much like any other social media trend. Tech writers, on the other hand, keenly watch every single step of Elon Musk's so they can review and take apart every Musk soundbite and tweet and every invention he comes up with. The news cycle, of course, feeds on his finances, his setbacks and his triumphs, his irreverent weed smoking during podcasts that trended on Twitter and once sent shockwaves across the Tesla stocks. And Musk himself refuses to comply with people's perception of him. Remember that infamous tweet in August 2018 when he said, I'm considering taking Tesla private at $420, funding secured, referring, of course, very much to 420's association with weed. That one tweet unleashed a massive controversy, and the SEC, that is the Securities and Exchange Commission, ended up fining Musk and Tesla $20 million each, as well as removing Musk as chairman. Trivia buffs, of course, continue to rattle off Musk lore about how he taught himself computer programming at the age of 9 and immigrated from South Africa to Canada at the age of 17 to escape from an abusive, almost criminal father, and how, as a brutally bullied young person, he read 60 books a month, memorized 2 entire encyclopedias, and drew upon The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy to sustain hope and dreams, and how studying at the University of Pennsylvania clarified the direction he wanted to take in the future, and how, from an upstart in Silicon Valley where he began to create and sell companies, Elon Musk became a one-man, multi-billion dollar aspirational industry. Some will, of course, quote his mission statement as a teenager, which read, "The only thing that makes sense to do is strive for greater collective enlightenment." Gaming buffs will thank him for the introduction of Tesla Atari, an Easter egg that allows drivers to play classic Atari games. Even last year's breakout star, Tiffany Haddish, had just one wish, to own a Tesla, even though she could not afford to buy one just yet. One man, many stories, and indeed, different audiences for each of these stories. Like we said earlier, there's a prismatic quality. Each of these bands of light that emerge out of the radiance that is Elon Musk has a different audience and a different story, and often a different moral to learn from. It is, after all, tough to think of Elon Musk in the context of all the extraordinary lives he leads as a technology entrepreneur, investor, and engineer, the founder, CEO, and lead designer of SpaceX, co-founder, CEO, and product architect of Tesla, co-founder and CEO of Neuralink, co-founder of PayPal. Many hats, many lives. On this edition of Digging Deeper with Money Control, we will try to figure out how Musk did not just change his own life with his legendary focus on the big existential stuff, but also how he actually managed to change the world irrevocably. We'll try and understand, bit by bit, invention by invention, what it is that makes Elon Musk tick and how it is that he's changing the world as we know it. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Digging Deeper, or at least on this edition, Boring Deeper with Money Control. Boring as in his company, not because we are trying to bore you, because we would never do that. Welcome to Money Control.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
How Elon Musk is changing the world as we know it.
But first, the big Musk news bite that is creating ripples. Well, this week, because as someone else said, Elon Musk does not just make news, he is news. On the 6th of March 2019, that is today, the Sydney Morning Herald and many major news outlets reported how this month, Tesla chief Elon Musk caught the world and his employees by surprise with his announcement that the electric car maker would close most stores and shift to online-only sales. As the Sydney Morning Herald reported, and I quote, many sales personnel first found out about the decision when Tesla published a public blog post. The knee-jerk reaction to the post was that the stock dropped as much as 16%, shaving up to $8 billion American dollars from Tesla's market capitalization. As the paper reported, the abrupt move by Musk shocked Alex Chalikian, the founder and CEO of Lake Avenue Financial in Pasadena, California. The firm, which manages more than $150 million in client assets, sold all of the Tesla stock held for advisory clients quickly. This move, however, is not atypical of Musk, shall we say. He is forever creating twists in his own story and by default in the narratives of his global businesses. So for now, Tesla is closing most of its showrooms around the world as it shifts to online-only sales. But what has brought about this shift? Analysts say that from talking about expanding stores to suddenly closing them signals a huge financial concern and a possible cash flow issue for Tesla. As the Sydney Morning Herald reported, and I quote, until last week, Tesla's store strategy seemed to be one of expansion. The Palo Alto, California-based company opened 27 new retail and service centers last quarter, boosting its total to 378 locations worldwide, according to its latest letter to the shareholders. It was the most openings for a quarter since mid-2017. Tesla also suggested a brick-and-mortar retail strategy was important in its annual report, filed on the 19th of February, just 9 days before Musk announced the pivot to online sales only, unquote. Musk has already changed the way we transact money worldwide and how we think of science and innovation, so will this move help him create an online market for the automotive industry? According to the Sydney Morning Herald, one of the key people involved in implementing the online sales strategy is Sanjay Shah, who has taken on additional responsibilities since his arrival from Amazon.com Inc. last summer. The piece also quotes one of Barclays' spokespersons who says, and I quote, "The bull narrative has not shifted to Tesla becoming the Amazon of automotive, but it's likelier that the company needs to replenish cash after paying off a $920 million convertible bond last week and contending with a weak start to the year selling cars in the US. Regardless of the conflicting narratives, Musk described the winding down of many stores as a cost-cutting move that enables Tesla to offer a long-promised $35,000 version of the Model 3 sedan, the automaker's first mass-manufactured car. The company said it's able to reduce prices of all its vehicles by an average of about 6% by shifting sales online and trimming other expenses. Knowing Musk, if anyone can sell cars in a virtual realm, or indeed in a vacuum, it is him. Didn't he just send a Tesla Roadster to space? Well, if he can do that, one imagines he can do anything. But of course, it's not just ideas that matter in the market space, it's also the implementation and of course the timely delivery of these ideas, something that Musk is not necessarily known for. Musk is known to befuddle onlookers by not always following a watertight, methodical business brief, as when the Wall Street Journal reported in December 2018 that Elon Musk's rocket company's Space Exploration Technologies Corp, that is SpaceX, was set to raise $500 million from earlier shareholders at a $30.5 billion valuation and the Scottish money management firm Baillie Gifford & Co. in a bid to help get its internet service business off the ground. In January 2019, though, it was reported that though SpaceX still hadn't announced the round, it nevertheless had made things official and had filed details with the US Securities and Exchange Commission about the fundraise. Now, though the filing did not confirm investor Baillie Gifford's involvement, it did show that the company has secured from 8 investors at least $273.2 million toward the planned $500 million round. This is typical of the way Musk powers through setbacks and what seems to be a lack of foresight to ultimately create circumstances that serve his goals. It's kind of twisted, but at least in his case, sometimes it has worked. As an earlier report by the Wall Street Journal reported, SpaceX's new round will be used to finance a new satellite internet service, one whose early designs suggest it could be powered by more than 4,000 satellites orbiting the Earth at low altitudes. The Wall Street Journal said Starlink, as this venture is called, is one of two multi-billion dollar projects at the company, the other involving plans to develop the largest rocket system ever built, the Starship, and its super heavy rocket booster. And only recently, with the successful launch and docking of its Crew Dragon spacecraft under its belt, although it still has to stick the landing, SpaceX could soon be launching humans to a number of exciting orbital destinations. And yes, that includes space hotels as well. The launch of Crew Dragon on Saturday, the 2nd of March, had no crew on board. This was obviously a test flight to the International Space Station to prove that the vehicle worked. It docked the following day on the 3rd of March, the Sunday. SpaceX, of course, hopes to launch its first humans to orbit on Crew Dragon this summer, astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. After that, it has 6 contracted missions with NASA to take up to 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. And now, if all of these roadmaps are certainly not a plan to alter the world yet again, Musk style, we don't know what is. Now, if he's spreading his wings out into the open, into the space, he's also laying down roots deep into the ground. As we said once before in an earlier podcast, despite financial, legal, and personal challenges, Musk keeps coming up with inventions that force the news pundits to stop and catch their breath. Like I said earlier, Elon Musk does not just make news, he is news. Mid-December last year, thousands gathered for the first public viewing of Musk's loop track, or a path-breaking test tunnel in California, or an underground loop track that promises to revolutionize transport in the 21st century city. And as The Guardian reported, it turned out to be a grand mixture of imaginative futurism and showbiz razzmatazz, not to mention a showcase for a novel tunnel boring technology that may be the most significant development of all. So we don't know if the loop will ever turn into be a transport reality, but the techniques used to make this dream happen certainly seem to be quite useful. We quote from the entertaining piece on The Guardian, and it said, whether the technology succeeds in increasing the speed of tunnel construction 15-fold, as Musk said he hoped it would, or heralds the beginning of a vast underground network of transport channels beneath our cityscapes is anybody's guess. As the piece went on to say, the test tunnel, a 1.1-mile underground track that runs near the headquarters of Musk's SpaceX company in an unlovely corner of South Los Angeles, was built with relatively conventional tunnel boring technology for about $10 million. But Musk's underground construction arm, known paradoxically as the Boring Company, has already envisioned a second and third generation technology that would simultaneously dig the hole, move the dirt out, and automatically install the reinforced concrete tunnel walls. Quoting from The Guardian again, the idea is that one day, cities will have so many underground layers of tunnel networks that a driver of an autonomous electric car could join the loop at any point and be whisked at speeds of up to 150 miles an hour to a destination programmed in advance. Musk said a station could be just a glorified parking spot with an elevator to take the driver down into the system. Not an elevator, I guess a reverse elevator, a descender, or something grander with double helix spiral ramps, unquote. But as is becoming obvious in Musk's case, sometimes his grand plans outstrip literally the ground realities. So as the piece suggests, Musk was vague about the timeline and vaguer even about the costs. True to his wayward reputation, he suggested at one point that anyone could copy the technology he was developing free of charge because all he cared about was alleviating traffic congestion. And in Los Angeles, that is really a problem. If you think traffic jams are only a Bangalore problem, no, seriously, do get stuck in an LA traffic jam and you'll know what I mean. At one point, Musk also fantasized about building infinite real estate underground on Mars. Sometimes when you're just trying to get into the madness that is Elon Musk, he throws one of these curveballs and you're like, what? As the piece pointed out, so some cities have actually expressed strong interest whether to provide a high-speed transportation link or to create a more mundane tunnel network for sewage, electricity, and gas lines that could be serviced without the need to break up roads and create more congestion. Now, those ideas are grand. Now, the things he's proposed and the techniques he's employing can actually be used in other serviceable arenas as well. But when you also start talking about infinite real estate underground on Mars, the main message, I'm afraid, tends to get lost. I completely buy his whole shtick of a star man who fell on the planet, this futuristic man from the 25th century trying to give some ideas to the world of today. And sometimes it can be grandiose. Sometimes the futurism can seem a little literally alien. But when he starts interspersing his actually serviceable plans with these almost alien sounding plans, that's what the media will catch on to. And that messaging is where sometimes I think Elon Musk gets a bit lost and perhaps tragically even a bit misunderstood. Most of Musk's ideas have the potential to change the world as we know it, and so was his plan to establish an 18-mile-long underground tunnel between Chicago's Loop and O'Hare International Airport. But Archpaper.com reported on the 26th of February 2019 that this idea was never a done deal, and after the February 26th mayoral election, the project may never be realized after all. Quoting from that paper, on the surface, Musk's pledge to fund the $1 billion high-speed train system through the Boring Company at no cost to the city seems like a win-win. But as a new report from The Verge revealed, momentum may be building against the O'Hare Express system. Unquote. As The Verge noted, Musk had chosen Chicago for the first practical application of Boring Company technology thanks to the permissive regulatory atmosphere there in Chicago. The plan went public in June last year, but no firm details on what the city has agreed on have come out yet, and at least one lawsuit has already been filed to release any public records. The red tape, as of now, has caught up with Musk, and according to the piece, public communication on the project has gone silent, and an official contract between the boring company and non-profit Chicago Infrastructure Trust, a body created to facilitate public-private partnership projects, has yet to materialize. The boring company can't sign a contract with the city until a National Environmental Policy Act review is complete, but the review can't commence unless the boring company releases concrete project details. Right there is a catch-22. Quoting from that piece, many of the concerns were about the untested nature of the technology being used, as the boring company has only completed one test tunnel thus far, as well as cost and density concerns. While electricity-powered shuttles would be able to move people downtown at 150 miles an hour and cut transit times from Block 37 in the loop to O'Hare to only 12 minutes, the system would only be capable of moving 1,900 people per hour. Tickets could cost up to $25. For comparison, the Blue Line is able to move twice as many people per hour along that same route for only $5. What did we say about Musk's instinctive rather than methodical breaking of new ground? But if you go by his past record, though, the successes have far outstripped the setbacks. When you're Elon Musk, you can reimagine the world and present your own version of reality regardless of what is going on around you. As we told you in an earlier podcast, Catherine Clifford reported for CNBC about how Musk presented his version of the world during the unveiling event of the test tunnel in 2018. He said that he looks at the future from the standpoint of probabilities and that he made three predictions for the future. He believes that in 7 to 10 years, the first humans will colonize Mars. In a Twitter conversation, he also mentioned that it'll be engineers, artists and creatives of all kinds who will go to Mars first. SpaceX hopes to get an unmanned cargo rocket to Mars in 2024. According to that CNBC piece, Musk believes you will be able to connect your brain to computers in 10 years, and Musk's company Neuralink is developing ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interfaces to connect humans and computers. Musk told Axios, and I quote, "The long-term aspiration with Neuralink would be to achieve a symbiosis with artificial intelligence, to achieve a sort of democratization of intelligence such that it is not monopolistically held in a purely digital form by governments and large corporations. That will be done by connecting computer electrodes to neurons in your brain, a chip and a bunch of tiny wires that'll be implanted in your skull." Unquote. And Musk is not done yet. Oh no. Tesla's cyberpunk pickup truck prototype is expected to be here in 2019. He also believes that robots will be able to do everything better than us in the very near future. It is, of course, now common currency that Musk birthed a brave new world of e-commerce by co-founding the online financial services company X.com in 1999. As Life Science reported in August 2013, sometime in 2000, X.com merged with Confinity, which had developed an online payment system you may have heard of called PayPal. Though the combined firm at first retained the X.com moniker, it changed its name to PayPal in early 2001. PayPal, which normalized the once unthinkable idea of internet payments and money transfers, grew like a dream and was acquired by eBay in October 2002. As an Investopedia piece published in October 2018 put it, and I quote, "PayPal has revolutionized the way we make payments. One can transfer money to one's brother that paid for dinner last night. One can purchase an item from a manufacturer in China. One can type in one's PayPal details at Home Depot and not even worry about bringing a credit card to the store." In short, PayPal has taken over the digital currency world and has already become so ingrained in our minds that we don't even remember a world without it. Unquote. Musk likes to boldly go where no man has gone before, and in 2002, he decided space was not going to be just the final frontier for astronauts, but for you and me. Hence came the astral projection about a private space flight. As Investopedia informed, after selling off PayPal for about $1.5 billion to eBay.com, Musk founded SpaceX. Quoting from the piece, 10 years after founding the company, SpaceX's Dragon capsule was sent to the International Space Station, but SpaceX has never been about cargo runs. Musk's original plan was to send people to space to colonize other planets. He wants to make sure that Mars is inhabitable in case the Earth is no longer a viable option. Unquote. SpaceX, incidentally, is the first private company to deliver a spacecraft to the International Space Station. As Life Science reported, SpaceX's unmanned Dragon capsule first visited the orbiting lab on a demonstration mission in May 2012, and the company went on to ink a $1.6 billion contract with NASA to make 12 such flights with Dragon and its Falcon 9 rocket. SpaceX, even in its infancy, aspired to develop a crewed version, that is Crew, C-R-E-W-E-D version of Dragon, not crewed, C-R-E-W-E-D, and a prototype reusable rocket called Grasshopper to make spaceflight far cheaper and more efficient. As Musk has often said, he founded SpaceX to help humanity become a multi-planet species. As we've mentioned before, Musk thinks Mars could be the next big destination for humankind, and if we go by his vision, a huge red planet colony could one day support up to 80,000 people. Sounds a lot like Battlestar Galactica to me. The Life Science piece noted that Musk hopes SpaceX can help get the ball rolling towards such a settlement by ferrying explorers to the red planet for perhaps $500,000 a trip. That's $500,000. Trust Musk to say things like these in the course of a day's work. He said, "Our ultimate objective is Mars, and it always has been," unquote. He's not, of course, just about flying machines and red planets. He's also, of course, about electric roadsters. And as Tiffany Haddish will tell you, few things in the world have as much aspirational value as a Tesla. In 2003, Musk co-founded Tesla Motors to manufacture electric cars and the battery packs that power them. Celebrity endorsements apart, Tesla has changed how ordinary consumers view electric cars, and thanks to their support, Tesla paid off the entire loan it received from the US Department of Energy in 2010, 9 years ahead of schedule. As Investopedia said, electric vehicles have been around for a few decades now, but none have really caught on. Tesla Motors sought to change all of that, and they did with their Tesla S, which can go from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. But their goal was even loftier. Musk's goal when creating Tesla Motors was never to create an electric vehicle that only the rich could afford, but to have all electric vehicles that anyone can afford. But since driving a vehicle that is powered from the grid, electricity generated by burning coal, only transfers the pollution somewhere else, there is a loftier goal. That is where Musk's company Solar City comes into play. Musk's interest in renewable energy venture stems from his desire to make the world healthier at a time when climate change is staring us in the face. According to a dire report by the United Nations, by 2030, if we don't clean up our act and figure out a way to prevent global warming from worsening, we are doomed. Musk founded Solar City in 2006, almost 13 years ago, and it went on to design and install clean energy systems for households, businesses, universities, and more. Investopedia informed us that the Tesla battery takes forward the clean energy ideology of Solar City. Quoting from that piece, it can be enough to completely remove someone from the grid, given adequate solar panels, low consumption, and other factors. The big idea here is that by using Solar City's clean energy updates, a household can become less dependent on electricity, power their electric vehicle, and ultimately reduce their footprint on the environment without spending an outrageous amount of money. Unquote. The Hyperloop, regardless of its many challenges, roadblocks, and controversies, was ideated also along the same concerns. As Life Science simplified, the Hyperloop, according to Musk, was to use electric motors to accelerate 6.5-foot-wide pods to nearly supersonic speeds. These pods would zoom through long tubes, which would be mounted on pylons to minimize construction costs, reduce earthquake risk, as we know California is earthquake-ridden, and ease right-of-way issues. Musk saw this system as a cheaper, faster alternative to California's proposed $70 billion high-speed rail system. He wanted to see a new, more efficient, more energy-efficient, and certainly, of course, less polluting alternatives to transport, and that is an impulse that has driven him to change many things for the better. All the madness aside, there is an element of wanting to genuinely do something good for society. And that's what his mission is as well. It's a mission to simplify life. Take, for example, Zip2, a company that provided and licensed online city guide software to newspapers and was founded in Palo Alto, California as Global Link Information Network in 1995 by Elon and his brother Kimball Musk and Greg Khoury. He later sold that company to Compaq for $22 million. Be it electric supersonic jets imagined by Musk that won't need a runway to fly, or the Musk Foundation, which supports young innovators in areas as diverse as renewable energy, space exploration, childhood diseases, and educational endeavors, the story of one man and his ever-growing imprint upon the world is far from over. He wants us to reduce our carbon footprint, and in the process, he has imprinted his own vision across so many spheres of this little sphere we called Earth that is kind of mind-boggling, to be honest.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
How Elon Musk is changing the world as we know it.
There are also some innovations that we now take for granted that Musk was instrumental in sparking. The location-specific searches that Google and many other tech giants are now using are so seamless with how we live that we don't even notice their complexity. But as India Times reported in May 2018, it was Musk who, in 1998, thought of making a system that would cater to geographic locations of people and then automatically bring in results for the closest places nearby. As the beautiful piece on Investopedia put it, throughout history, humans have dreamed of what the future will be like. Elon Musk has brought the science fiction fantasies much closer to reality than many people realize. His concepts and inventions could potentially revolutionize the way that we do life, unquote. We think Musk has already checked that box. As Investopedia said, how will Musk and his enterprises revolutionize the world? It has already happened. From PayPal taking over the digital currency world, to SpaceX already making flights, to Tesla building an affordable electric vehicle with self-driving capabilities, Musk's inventions and companies have already revolutionized many aspects of the way we live and think. If you ask Musk, though, he will tell you that nobody ever changed the world on 40 hours a week. But we think it's not how many hours he stays awake that have made him a global change agent. It's what he does with those hours. And then his ideas go where they must. As one piece said in August 2018, Musk certainly seems to be genuine in his attempts to improve our world. But only time will tell whether he's a crazy genius or just crazy. We think he's a genius who's crazy enough to think that nothing is impossible. And that may be his biggest contribution to the world we live in. The hope that we can do anything, be anyone, and go wherever our dreams take us. And that has always been the essence of humanity, the hope. And in Elon Musk, we get a version that is supersized and fully on steroids. But hey, what's life without some excitement? Thank you for joining us.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast. And you have been listening to Money Control.